Hello and Namaskar, this is Saurav and this is for yet another time I am signing in for my new podcast, rather for my new show, and that I have named it as Fragments and Thoughts. So the intention is very clear. I will be reading out fragments or extracts from my favorite book, or rather books, and I will be expressing my personal thoughts on the same, and I will be sharing with my listeners. So I hope it's going to give you a better idea of a better life, or kind of a better society that we can have, or we can lead a life in a better way. So let's see what fragment I have for today. So the first fragment that I would be reading today as my first episode is from an extract from Mahatma Gandhi's book, and the name of the book is The Mind of Mahatma Gandhi. It's a kind of a compilation of all the nice chapters or extracts from all his books and from the entire written work of Mahatma Gandhi, I would say. So there is a very good paragraph or a kind of extract or fragment that I have come across, and I would like to share, which is very much a very integral part of Mahatma Gandhi even after his death. The name of this extract is No Mahatma. So Gandhiji, Bapuji is saying that I do not feel like being one. Being one means being a Mahatma. I do not feel like being a Mahatma, but I do know that I am among the humblest of God's creation. Often the title has deeply pained me. So the title by which he is famous, I mean, all the kids, all the people know him by the name of Mahatma. He was not happy with that title. And often that title has deeply pained him. And he says, there is not a moment I can recall when it may be said to have tickled me. So he is clearly, there is no moment which has tickled him by this word or by this Mahatma title. So, and he says, my Mahatmaship is worthless. It is due to my outward activities, due to my politics, which is the least part of me and is. And he says after that, what is of abiding worth is my insistence on truth, non-violence and brahmacharya, which is the real part of me. But unfortunately, this is what I am saying, but unfortunately, we don't remember him in that way. The first thing that comes in our mind is the greatness Mahatma has done. And according to Mahatma Gandhi himself, this is something he doesn't like. It was just about praising his outward activities like the politics. So the Mahatmaship is, for Gandhiji, I think, is just an award of, it's a political award which he never liked. So so let's move on and see how he has ended this paragraph. So he is saying that truth to me is infinitely dearer than the Mahatmaship, which is purely a burden. It is my knowledge of my limitations and my nothingness, which is so far saved me from the oppressiveness of the Mahatmaship. So I think this is going to be a kind of a thing that we need to think upon, and that we always say how Mahatma he is, but was that person happy with that title? I mean, his own writing says something else. So we need to reflect on this, we need to think, because this was, for me, it was very surprising. And all the thoughts that I am saying is my personal thoughts. So we all need to reflect on this. So if you are hearing this podcast, if you are hearing this piece of audio, you need to reflect on what we know and what are the realities. So this is me, Saurav, signing off from my first episode of Fragments and Thoughts.